My name is Radovan. A couple of days ago, it was I think 2 days ago, and Tanya asked me about my daughter, and she's 16. And one of the things, you know, she asked me about raising a kid, you know. When I think about her, she's not a kid anymore. When you're 16, you just grew up. And one of the things what we spoke about that, it was about really what is important in that age. And one of the things what I said, it's a purpose. It's a sense of purpose. And this morning, I just want to share with you all about sense of purpose in your personal life and sense of purpose for this church. Isaiah 61, he speak about purpose of church. He speak about purpose of believer. And when we spoke about that, I just said, you know, I see purpose, like Christian purpose for my daughter. Then we speak about that. Can she go out? Can she date? All these kind of things. And I just review, you know, again in my head, you know, can she do it really? In our church, we give very important place for this kind of passages. Like, what is your purpose in the personal life? That's when you are 16, when you're 18, 19, 20, you really start to ask, what am I doing here? I mean, why I'm here really, not just in this earth, but why I'm here sitting in this church, why I go to this school, is this school because of my mother I'm doing, because of my father, because of my family, what is all about? And in church it's the same thing. That means we find it out in our city we have 5 churches, so 3 million people, and we have only 5 evangelical churches all together. We have 20% of all Christians in our local church. It's pretty good size church. On another side, we saw in maybe last couple of years, people from other churches start to come to us. And I, in the first moment, I said, man, that's cool. I fool myself. But it's nice to fool yourself from some time, you know. Church is full. You don't think, oh, it's nice. But then I realized something what was really bad. I realized that people from some other churches, they come to us. They was maybe in some pretty religious environment for some time. That's when they go to church, they have, you know, everything is squared, four squared. But actually they didn't have any kind of freedom there. But they was like for 10 years maybe in some of these churches. Some of them was like 5, whatever. Then they come to our church, they stay for 6 months, 7 months, maybe 1 year, and then they left God. They left church. And in first moment, I start to ask myself, do we do something wrong? That's mean, is it really something wrong? That's mean, they should come here. We believe that we have something more to offer to them. We have something better than religion. And they come, they just start to be free. And then they love the Lord. And then I realize one thing. That, you know, if you come from any type of religious background, or if you come from any kind of system, and you come into the freedom, this freedom can be deadly to someone. Because if you don't have sense and you don't have purpose in this freedom, you will lose your life. You will lose your life. You will lose your Christian perspective. Because freedom without purpose is not freedom at all. So actually, what is important for you all, it's really that you find what is your personal purpose in walking with God. Why you really walk with God? Can you be somewhere else? Can you do some other things? Of course, yeah, you can do it. So why you are here? Why you are sitting in this church? Why you are sitting in this time here? Is that just to make more place here or what? To fill up chairs? I believe that Jesus called us for something else. If you believe wrong, you will act wrong. If you believe wrong, you will act wrong. If you are in the confusion in your personal thinking about why you are here, what you are doing, actually what you need is a reset button. Our real identity, it's connected with what we are looking in our life. If you're looking sin in your life, you know, I just recently speak about that. You know, you have in schools, I don't know if it's here in America, this kind of stuff, it's popular. They come in school, they teach about AIDS, they teach about drugs. They speak actually, not teach to do it, but, you know, how to not do it, all of this. And then you have these sexual classes. Do you have these kind of things in America? In Europe, this is a, you know, all kind of things. And it's interesting that kids and young people, instead of saying, oh, that's wrong, they usually said, man, must be something in all of that if they speak about this. If there's so much speak about that, let's think about this kind of stuff seriously. And maybe we should try, give a try. And you have totally opposite effect instead of positive side. Why? Because what you are looking, that's what you're becoming. If you don't looking purpose of your life in the front of you, you will look something else. It's very important to you redefine your understanding, why you are here. And I believe this is a couple of things from this Isaiah, what we read, what it's very important for you like a church here. And I really believe that you need to redefine like a church and on the personal place, this call of God. Did God send to you somewhere? Did He call you to do something? It means you always need to return to this moment. For me, it's very important. I remember I got saved 1985. I was on drugs. I was in a cult. I looked strange. Very strange. That's mean, I paint my face in white, have red hair. It was pretty crazy. I walking in pajamas in my city. I was on LSD for some time. That's mean, I look weird. And then God saved me. He touched me when I was in prison. You know, 20 years after that, when time comes and when it's hard in my life, I need to remember I'm called by God. I'm sent to do certain things. And I really believe that you on personal basis, you need to know for what God calls you. Because if you don't find out that, you will lose your life. You know what the Bible said? There is no vision, people perish. In another word, this word perish in Hebrew means there is no vision, people lose their life, they lose direction, they are in confusion. When one church don't have purpose, when don't have vision, they start to lose themselves. They can have everything nice. That's mean they can have nice music, they can have nice preaching. But if they don't go, if any church, if some church don't know where go, it'll be just empty shell. One more religious place. And I believe you don't want religion. That's me. I'm sick and tired of religion. That's me. People like you, that's me. I don't know how it's in America, but in Europe, they don't care about our buildings. Even we don't have. We was in bar for some time with a draft beer. They don't care if we have flags. They don't care if we look nice. They want real stuff. They want reality. I believe your friends here in America, they want real thing. They don't want one more fake church. That's when they have TV, they can watch this kind of stuff around. And I believe we are like a new generation of the Christians who can bring reality of God. Because we are sent by God. We are called by God. And this is our purpose. In our church, we have all kind of happenings. That means we have prophetic paintings. We have prophetic dancing. That means it's not dance like you just do some flags and jumping around. People just come on the front, dance. They do all kind of crazy stuff. And in one moment, you can say, oh, that's out of order. Well, what is the order, really? How order look like? Who defined order? I mean, I remember we was in Turkey a couple of years ago. Not a couple of years ago. It was 1996. And we have a meeting with Derek Prince. And then when deliverance start to happening, I mean, it's look crazy. You have people deliver there. Some demons manifest there. People pray for them. And in one moment you can say, is that order? We want order in the church. And Jesus don't care for our order. And I believe that you need to understand when He said, I'm called you. Maybe you're called in the new type of creativity. I believe that new church, it's a church of creativity. creativity in painting, creativity in music. We don't need to copy everyone all the time. It's been, I just give to Tanya this, it's a book, what it's my wife writing. It's about prophetic poetry. This means you can deliver prophetically to someone else's life. You just write a song to his life. That means some of you girls, you like to write songs, isn't it? That means maybe all, no. It's, you like to write songs. That means you're in that age. Why you should not express yourself in that way prophetically? You need to find your purpose for what God really calls you. You need to redefine. You need to really search for that. If church or person don't have sense of that they are sent for, they don't have future. I believe you have calling. That's why I remember 1.5 years ago here. You're a young church and you have future if you find your purpose. If you don't redefine that, you will just make a copies of someone else. I mean, I was on that place. We done it for something. See, all of us, we make these kind of things. Sometimes when you don't know where to go, you go where is the safe. It's in our bones. Second thing, we need to know what is the really our message. He said, I'm sending you, or I'm called you, to bring good news. And I really believe that we strongly need to redefine that our message is not one more denomination. Our message is not Hillsong. Our message is not a Morning Star. Our message is not, you know, something else. Our message is good news. Our message is not that people around us need to fix their life, and when they fix their life, they will become good members of our community or our churches. You see, God is not in the business of fixing people. He's in business of giving a life to that. And we need to understand that people are dying, that they are dead around us, and they don't need to be fixed, they need to be born again. You know, it's a huge difference. And we need to understand that this is a good news. This is not just, hey, let's, you know, come to your friends and say, you need to be better. Who cares for better? Please, this is really true. They don't need to be better, they need to be born again. They need to face new reality. And that is the good news. We need to redefine our message. You know, religion always put our mindset to the different track. Religion want to put us at our message is everything else except grace of God. And we just follow it. Third thing, we have some job to do. We have to do deliverance, and you know, when you read this moment, he said exactly, to bring deliverance to those who are in the bondage. You know, next thing, we are called to bring new year of the acceptable world, year of the Lord. In Old Testament, that was the year of Jubilee. And this year was interesting, you know, for every person in Israel, if they in their life, they face it once this year. That was like a biggest celebration. And you know, when we think about celebrations today, we think about like holidays. You have Christmas, you have any type of holiday, Independence Day, or you know, whatever you have here. And we just think like, why some holiday should be so important at all? That's mean holiday like holiday. You come, you eat, you go. You know, family come together and that's it. But for them, this type of holiday was not happen every year. It's happened every 50 years. That means they wait 50 years to this holiday. And again, when you think, why someone else should wait 50 years for one holiday? You know, if you look history, you will find something what is really interesting. You know, during that time, people, they believe in all kind of things, like they believe in the slavery, and they have slaves. And if someone have like businesses, they run into bankruptcy, they start to borrow money, you know, they end up in the big kind of debt, and one family can have big debt. And because of this big debt, they just go and become slaves. So, this 50 year, it was interesting holiday because on that day, in Israel, all debt, if you borrow money, and you're, no, it's cool, you know, it's interesting. Can you imagine that you have debt of 1 million? And then when it's the 50 years come, Jubilee year, I'm obligated, if I'm the part of Jewish community, or if I'm part of the nation, I'm obligated to just take this. You will say, hallelujah. I will say, oh no. You know, it's interesting that Jesus come to say, this year it's coming. No more slaves, no more debts. You can come out for free. Religious people didn't like that. People who have money, who borrowed, they didn't like that. But people who were in debt, who was in slavery, they said, wow. And our message is exactly this. And what is really speaking, it's you have possibility of new beginning, actually. Each of us, doesn't matter how old you are, you have possibility to start again. That means year of Jubilee. Our God, it's a God of new beginnings. Can, you know, you said, oh, but I'm just on the beginning of my life. You know, who knows how many stupid stuff, or you've already done it. It's time to start again. Because this is our message. And when you bring this message to people in the world, to your friends, that means something. For me, when I was in drugs, if someone come and tell me, you have chance again. And it's really, I was 19 year old. I was already almost like totally destroyed life. And someone come to me and said, you have possibility for starting again. And when I said this is on the personal basis, but this is for you guys. Alex, you can start again. Because our God is a God of new beginnings. It's a year of your Jubilee. And time is what is in the front of this church. It's a time of Jubilee. Maybe, you know, you have start again. Third thing. And I like this thing. He bring revenge. You know, sometimes when we think about that, Christianity, revenge, you know, all kinds of these things, you know. If you think about first church, I don't know if you're familiar with the history of the first church. But in Thessaloniki, we have church in Thessaloniki, by the way. In Thessaloniki, in Greece, when Paul was there, they have strong persecution. That's mean persecution what they have, it's that's mean what we felt in East Europe like a persecution in last 20, 30, 40 years, 50. And we still have some kind of, because I live in an Orthodox world, so Orthodox pressing us so much. You know, but this is a nothing compared with what first Christians have it like a persecution. And for them, when someone come and killed your child, you just wanted some revenge, of course. And Bible said, you should not revenge, I am revenge. You know, and I always think about this moment, you know, when God said that he will revenge, I said, oh yeah, God, you will revenge when end come. I want now to hear revenge to these guys. And you know, what Jesus said, you know, you will have satisfaction. That's what is the purpose of revenge. Purpose of revenge is not that other side will be hurt just. Purpose of revenge is satisfaction. And what actually Isaiah said it here, it's you will get your satisfaction. For all bad words what someone said to you, you will get your satisfaction because I am your satisfaction. Last thing, he said, I bring you reward instead of spirit of heaviness and spirit of despair. It's so easy to come in desperation about school, about something, you know. The desperation, it's all around us. We just easy coming to that. And Jesus said, I didn't come bring to you desperation. I bring you spirit of joy. And I also, this is a part for this church. I don't know if you felt desperate. And maybe that is the natural consequences of the things. Like I said, we have, in this morning, I spoke this message here in this other church. When we have wrong information, we have wrong expectation. When we have wrong expectation, we have wrong feeling. When we have wrong feelings, we have wrong actions. It's a standard procedure. Maybe you have wrong informations for some time. Not because you wanted to have this. It's just, you know, we are in searching. It's a normal. But God said, you know, it's a time to you redefine yourself in one way. And also, if you're in desperation, it's a time to come out. If you redefine your purpose, God will pour out spirit of joy. I just can see that. God wants to take you out from any spirit of desperation and bring you spirit of freedom and spirit of joy. I mean, you have purpose. You can prophesy. You can have dreams. You can have visions. You can be creative in your expressions of Christianity. Maybe some of you will make makeup for Christ, doing all kinds of... Maybe some of you just open yourself for the totally new world. And you will see that Christianity is not boring. Can be boring.
I agree.
But Christianity is something else if you have purpose.